Reformed Church.
You know, there's something that more recently the Lord had just kind of clarified in my mind, and I just want to share this with you about finances. That, you know, even, for instance, in the Power to Wealth series that I taught, that was the first time I ever taught a series like that. And there was certain piece of information that I'm like, you know, I think I want to emphasize this more next time. And one thing that I had said in there was that in Matthew 6, if you read Matthew 6, essentially Jesus is saying that he will clothe us better than Solomon. But as he talks about the lilies of the field and he talks about their glory, that, you know, it was more glory than even Solomon was arrayed with. And then it says, and how much more important are you to the Lord than the grass of the field? And so he's saying, how much more you? In other words, if the grass of the field are clothed better than Solomon, and how much more you? The implication there is, of course, that I'd clothe you better than Solomon. So that's a truth, right? There is no amount of wealth that is ungodly. And I talk about that even in the Power to Wealth series. I devote actually an entire message just to talk about that particular aspect and show you scripture. But I will say, though, while that is true, that God wants to clothe you better than Solomon, God wants to, you know, not just meet all your needs, but just you have all sufficiency in every single area of your life, financially I'm talking about. That is true, but there are priorities with wealth, though, and this is just an important thing. First and foremost, the Bible says, and I think this is like 1 Timothy 3, it talks about how, basically, if a man doesn't take care of his household, how will he take care of the household of God? That means that it is a priority for leaders in a household, a mom, a dad, or just husband and wife, to take care of their household first before they take care of other believers in the church. So that shows a higher priority for you because you have a personal responsibility to your household to take care of your household first. Now, that doesn't mean just all frivolous things, right? Because again, you could just blow all your money on vacations and this and that, and this is talking about just taking care of your household. There's much more context I could put to that, but that's what that's talking about, taking care of your household. And that's a higher priority, for instance, than even giving at church. But it's also true, though, that the Bible talks about, you know, to do good to everyone as you have opportunity, especially those of the household of faith. And that shows a greater priority on giving to fellow believers and to church than it does giving to other things outside of it. And so if I were to simplify this, I would put it in this from a scriptural standpoint, that taking care of the necessities of your household comes first. And giving at church and just giving to other believers in general would come next. And then there are things that God doesn't mind you having, like being clothed better than Solomon, etc. People say, oh, you know, preachers and people shouldn't have two houses or three houses or whatever, and that's ungodly. There's no scriptural standing for that, quite the contrary. But the problem isn't that having a second house is wrong. The problem isn't that having, you know, this, you know, whatever, this huge in-ground pool or a water park in your backyard or being clothed better than Solomon. That there's not anything wrong with those things. What's wrong is when that takes a higher priority than your ministry. That's when it becomes a problem. So when you're buying a second house, for instance, right, because God would have every single one of his children have enough money to do that, but that does not take a higher priority than ministry. The only time you should ever do something frivolous like that, that's really not necessary, is when it is such a frugal thing for you to do and such a small amount of money compared to the amount of wealth that you have amassed by the Lord, that it doesn't take away from all the ministry opportunities that you're fulfilling. For instance, real quick thing, and then I'll let you go on this one, but you know, most of us, even with the money that we currently make, if you needed to buy a stick of gum, you know, and you're at the store and, you know, you're at the checkout counter and you say, oh, you know, I need some gum, you wouldn't think anything of just pulling that off the shelf. Now, that's not necessary. Gum is not necessary. That is a frivolous purchase, right? I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's frivolous, right? You don't need gum, right? That's an extra thing. No extra pun intended. But that's what that is, right? So you pull something off the, you know, at the cash register, but you feel okay doing that because you know that's not going to hinder your ministry, it's not going to hinder your giving, it's not going to hinder you taking care of your household, at least for most people, right? That's what a second house needs to be to you. That's what a swimming pool needs to be to you. That's what frivolous things needs to be to your finances before you do them. It needs to be the stick of gum. It needs to be, sure, God doesn't mind you clothing you better than Solomon, but you better believe that if you have your priorities straight, that you shouldn't be clothed better than Solomon. While that's taking away from, or that is somehow disproportional to the ministry opportunities that you're using your wealth for, and of course, taking care of your own household. So there is a higher priority, as much as there is a higher priority on eternal things than temporal things, so there is a higher priority on spending your money on eternal things than spending your money on temporal things, especially speaking about things that are frivolous, right? So it's okay to do those things, right? God would have every single person here and every single believer across the world have the amount of money that you can just throw and take care of your household's necessities and then have such great margin to be able to just, you know, fund every ministry he's called you personally to and other ministries to support other believers, right? Or especially where you receive the gospel, right? God would have you do that and then have left over to say, you know what? If I buy a second house, I can do it, one, debt-free, because God doesn't want you to be a slave, because debt is actually referred to as slavery in the Bible, because it puts you under obligation. Side note on that, in the year of Jubilee, you're supposed in the law, you're supposed to let all your slaves go, and you're also supposed to let your debtors go, to show you what God thinks about debt. you've enslaved your finances when you're in debt. And so my point is, I can do it debt-free, I can do it, let's just buy a second house just outright, then that's okay. And it doesn't hinder anything you're doing because it's such a small, frugal purchase. You can be frugal and buy a second house. You can be frugal and do some elaborate vacation. You can be frugal, but it depends on how much money you have. It's according to how each one has prospered. So I would just submit those priorities to you because, again, as eternal things are more important than temporal things, make sure that this is where budgeting comes into. Make sure that you can see, if you're going to oversee your finances, that you can see in front of you that, you know what, my finances are where I want them to be. And my finances and what I spend money on reflects my priorities correctly. I'm talking about in amount. That, you know, I look at what I'm spending here, I look at what I spend there, and this is the judgment God gives each individual, that you look at that and say, yes, that reflects my priorities. I think that is appropriate to what I prioritize, what I want to spend my money on. And you can see that plainly in front of you.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.